From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, we continue our Alt Latino interview series with a chat with a genuine musical pioneer. Luis Vega is also known as Little Luis Vega, and together with his musical partner, Kenny Dope Gonzalez, they formed the musical force known as Masters at Work. Now, the short version of what they did, in the late 80s and the early 90s, they were on the ground floor, you could say, of a dance music scene that gave rise to house music and so many other strains of dance music that spread all over the world. And they lifted remixing to a high art. So when I say it's an honor to have him with us today, I am not joking. Luis Vega, welcome to Alt Latino.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, now the idea for our interview series is to go deep on an artist's work, and in your case, that includes a lot of music, but we're going to be selective because we also want to talk about some of your latest projects, which I understand includes a Grammy nomination on the upcoming Grammys this weekend, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And we're starting with one of my favorite albums, the New Eurekan Soul album from 1997, and the track called Abriendo el Dominante, which features Eddie Palmieri. Let's check it out, and then we're going to come back and talk about the music. Okay, Luis, well, we have the music in the background. Tell us a little bit about this album and what you guys were doing with this particular combination of Latin jazz and your own stuff.
We started with the artist that we had already had a relationship with, and that was Tito Puente, Eddie Palmieri, India, Jocelyn Brown, and Roy Ayers. You know, for us, it was about creating an album that kind of gave you a little history of New York City and us growing up in New York City. We happened to create a wonderful masterpiece that stood with us till, you know, stood the test of time, you know, because a lot of people like you, you know, really enjoy it now. So
yeah, it's definitely, that's an understatement, stood the test of time, because it still stands as so fresh and innovative when you hear it, you know.
Well, thank you.
The proof is in the pudding, because when you hear the record and so many of the other things that you did over the years and continue to do, the mix of musical and social cultures just come together seamlessly and always has from the beginning. Like, where did that inspiration come from?
It came from growing up in the Bronx in New York City. You know, for me, you know, it was like walking through a neighborhood and you'd hear jazz music, you'd hear Latin music, you'd hear gospel music. You know, we heard it all in R&B, soul, funk, in our neighborhoods. And I think that really stuck with me as a child. And then when I became a DJ, my record collection and going out to clubs at an early age and doing the roller disco thing, which brought in a lot of my R&B influences. And it was just a kid with a dream in the Bronx. And I think listening to everything that was around me and absorbing, watching my uncle Hector Lavoe, you know, going with my mom as a child, you know, her holding my hand, bringing me to Madison Square Garden to see her brother, her younger brother, you know, on stage, you know, all those things really affected me.
You've mentioned Hector Lavoe twice, and we want to talk a little bit about it, but let's hear some music. And normally I would ask our guests to play one of their favorites, but can I play one of mine?
Sure.
Aguanile, Mi Gente, all of those are always, you know, forefront. But he did a thing called Calle Luna, Calle Sol with Willie Colon that I always dug, because the rhythm, it's almost like a rock and roll rhythm. You know what
right.
I mean? Where they're playing the snare on every beat, right? When it's
right.
like really intense. This is Willie Colon featuring Hector Lavoe, Calle Luna, Calle Sol.
Thank you. mano en el bolsillo, saca y abre tu cuchillo y ten cuidado. Póngame oído en este barrio, mucho guapo lo ha matado. Calle Luna, calle Sol, calle Luna, calle Sol.
Oiga, señor, usted quiere su vida, evitar es mejor, o la tiene perdida.
Mete la mano en el bolsillo, saca y abre tu cuchillo y ten cuidado.
Oye, ten cuidado.
Póngame oído en este barrio, muchos guapos lo han matado.
¿Y qué muchos han matado?
Calle Luna, calle Sol.
¿A dónde?
Calle Luna, calle Sol.
Mire, señora, agarre bien su cartera, no conoce este barrio, aquí asaltan a cualquiera.
Mete la mano en el bolsillo, saca y abre tu cuchillo y ten cuidado. Póngame oído en este barrio, muchos guapos lo han matado. Calle Luna, calle Sol, calle Luna, calle Sol.
En los barrios de guapo no se vive tranquilo. Mide bien tus palabras o no vales ni un kilo.
Calle Luna, Calle Sol from Willie Colon featuring Hector Lavoe. You've been keeping that thing happening on the dance floor for a very long time, and we understand and we recognize your successes. But I want to ask you, how difficult was it for you in the early days? Now, what did it take for you guys to keep your names out there and stay on the cutting edge? Like, what were those early days like for you?
It was adrenaline, you know. I just loved doing, you know, what I was doing at that time. And for me, I was very ambitious. The opportunities that I had to be in the studio in New York City with the greats, you know, Arthur Baker, Bruce Forrest, Shep Pettibone, Jellybean Benitez, you know, all those guys, Latin Rascals, they opened their arms and says, Louis, you know, if you want to sit in the back and absorb and learn, you know, you're more than welcome. And I took advantage of every moment that I had. Even to my friends like Ray Vasquez, who was a DJ that lived out in Williamsburg. I mean, I used to live in the Bronx. I used to take the train there. You know, I want to have 2 hours to get out there and come back, you know, and just go in his place and listen to music and him telling me about all these disco records and R&B and soul records and where they came from and where they were played at and who played them and, you know, about them, you know, so, and learning about, you know, who played on the records and everything, you know, that was like school right there, you know. So for me, it was a fun time. I would borrow my friend's equipment in the late 70s in the Bronx on Stratford Avenue. He was a mobile DJ. You know, he did a lot of Sweet 16s and stuff like that, you know, and weddings, and I would go and help him and say, hey, could I borrow for a few days? And I would borrow the turntables and the 2 crates of vinyl, let's say, of my choice of music from his collection. You know, that's how it kind of started. So, you know, it was a happy time. It wasn't like I was, like, struggling, like, you know, and unhappy. I was struggling and happy. I was working hard, you know, and going out to the clubs and checking out DJs playing and, going to studios when that opportunity came, and started doing high school dances in the early 80s and doing parties with John Gunga Rivera and the YMCA. I mean, it was like that. You know, we started on the raw tip. And then from there, you know, got my first club at the Devil's Nest in 1985. Things just kept on coming in, and friends and new people, and working at a record pool at IDRC. You know, Eddie Rivera gave me my first opportunity to do a street jam with 98.7 Kiss. You know what I mean? So it's like all these opportunities were around. And you know, what I had that was special was my talent.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Let's play something from those early days, something that when you hear it takes you back to those very, very early days. What track should we play right now?
Oh, man. You asking me?
Yeah, yeah. Told you, I'm putting you on the spot, bro.
My early, early days. If you want to play, why don't we do this? The Mexican by Babe Ruth. It's a real old school jam. It's like a street jam. You know, it's like the break dancing and dancers. And, you know, so that for me, when I hear that, it takes me back to those days. You're listening to Louis Vega, and that was The Mexican by Babe Ruth.
We are in the studio with Louis Vega, talking about music history, talking about jams, talking about dancing. And we could spend hours talking about the past, but let's fast forward to now, right now. Tell us about this Grammy nomination you have coming up this weekend, January 28th at the Grammys in New York.
Yes, we are nominated for a Grammy for Best Remix. It's the Best Remix category, and the song is Can't Let You Go by Lolita Holloway. It is the Louis Vega Roots Mix. And it was a song brought to me by producer Yvonne Turner, and she was Lolita Holloway's producer, and she brought me one of the last songs that Lolita Holloway recorded. You know, Lolita Holloway's no longer with us anymore, but she left us an incredible legacy of music. And when I heard this track, I was like, this is amazing. Even her production was amazing.
So she was popular back in the 90s?
No, even the 70s and 80s. So I said, I'm just going to give it a remix to give it a twist and another, you know, another version for people to play and stuff. So I did a couple of versions, and you know, it got nominated for a Grammy. So this would be a beautiful thing, because Lolita Holloway, you know, and even to be nominated, Lolita Holloway, to be up here now, and she's such a, she's the most sampled voice in history of dance music. You know, so, and she's, her, she has had many hits that we all still play to this day.
Listen, baby. It's been a long time coming, and I want to sit down and talk to you for a minute. I can't let you go.
You're listening to Alt Latino, and we are in the studio with Louis Vega talking about music, talking about dance music, and now talking about some of the stuff that he's doing today in these, and now talking about some of the stuff he's working on right now. So you mentioned earlier, you still travel around the world working the clubs, doing DJ stuff.
Yes, I do DJ. I do a lot of DJ gigs, and I also have a band. It's called Io El Sofrito, and I have a bigger band called Elements of Life. And with Io El Sofrito, we actually just came back from Cuba. We played at the Jazz Festival on January 18th in a beautiful theater, and it was for the Two Beats, One Soul project. It's a new project, an album that I'm on, and a documentary that's coming out, which is by Vivian Chu and Ray Chu. A lot of great artists are on this project. There's Eric Benet, Sergio George, Jean Rodriguez, John B., all the Cuban musicians. It was about bringing Cuban musicians together with international musicians, and they asked me to come in and produce two songs. I ended up doing four songs, and so we went out to Cuba to perform the songs because we recorded them last June, and a few weeks ago we just went out and performed in this beautiful theater called Mela Theater. You know, I got to see the whole scene in Cuba. It was amazing. The musicians, I played in a club called FAC, Fabrica de Arte.
Arte Cubano.
Yes, it was, wow, it was really wonderful. I had a great time. And, you know, I think we might be touring that project in the U.S., hopefully.
Can we hear a track from that project? And has anything been released?
Yes, of course. You can hear a track, hear The World is a Family, which is the lead single from the album as well. And it's out now. And it's Louis Vega featuring Josh Milan.
El mundo es una familia.
Yeah. Viviendo en paz y armonía, el mismo espíritu, el mismo aire, el mismo sol, la misma sangre, la espiritualidad del arte, el amor como constante, la conexión con la tierra, el sonido de los mares, las raíces, la cultura.
The World is a Family, from Louis Vega featuring Josh Milan from the project Two Beats, One Soul. You know, about a year and a half ago we did a show after my trip to Cuba, and it was all about how while the politicians argued, the musicians jammed, and that cross-influence between the United States and Cuba never stopped. And this is another example of how it just continues, no matter what the politicians decide or don't decide, or any kind of pendejada they come up with. It's always the musicians who always understand human nature and what it's all about.
Oh, yes. You know, when I was out there, we were in a studio, and when I brought that track over, and Josh Milan came, of course, and Anane, who was singing on the backgrounds there, Anane Vega, my wife, and we showed them the track, and they were all listening to it. They were like, you know, they listened to the lyric, even though it was in English, they were getting it, you know? And it was wonderful. It's like anything I needed, it's like, oh, I want a string section. Boom, we got a string section. Who here in Cuba is like your Ursula Rucker, who's one of my favorite poets here in the U.S., and performer. And they said, it's Del Mari. I say, oh, and can you get her in here? And then, boom, an hour later, she was there.
You're kidding.
You know, so she's on the record, too.
You're traveling in a really creative circle, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love surrounding myself with a lot of talented people. And when we get together in that studio, I got to say, Daddy's Workshop, that's the name of my studio.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's just magic that happens in there. I mean, I don't know, I can't explain it, but every time we go in and do something, it becomes something really wonderful. And I think it's just the aura, the feeling in the room, all the music, all the, you know, the vinyl, the place is surrounded with vinyl and all this wonderful analog and studio equipment and, you know, DJ setups. I mean, you know, it's a really, you know, positive atmosphere. And I think a lot of people that come in there have a good time.
You're welcome to come back and play any of that anytime, bro.
Of course, I'm going to send you a lot of music on this next email, so get ready.
Louis Vega, thanks again, man.
Thank you so much for having me, man. NPR, peace.
We want to remind you that you can hear all the tracks that we talked about today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And Louis, which track should we end the show with? What do you want to play?
Wow. Goodness.
You want to play another thing from Two Beats, One Soul?
Yeah, that'll be nice.
All right.
Yeah, I think Este Song Me Basta. Let's do that one.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
bro.
It.
Thanks. Take care. I'll be in touch, bro.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.